Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya Leclerc and I work for the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. Today, we have the pleasure of hearing from Dr. Jehun Burak Akgun, COO and CTO of Vispera Information Technologies. He'll be sharing his insights on image recognition for retail execution monitoring. Good morning, Jehun.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me to this podcast.
Thank you very much. So just to set the context a bit for our listeners before diving into the questions, so image recognition refers to the technologies that identify places, logos, people, objects, buildings, and several other variables in images. And mobile phones and other devices equipped with cameras are leading to the creation of limitless digital images and videos for retail execution. And so more and more, companies are using this large volume of digital data to deliver better and more efficient service to the people accessing it. So in this regard, Jehun, what kind of retail execution tasks can be monitored by image recognition?
Well, maybe I should start what we should understand from retail execution first. Retail execution stands for implementing the in-store merchandising policy of a retailer brand or a supplier brand in order to increase overall and particular shopper satisfaction. The basic elements enabling great shopper experience in the store or making a customer happy, to put it in simple words, have always been the same since the invention of the marketplace. What I mean by that, like making the products available in the store, displaying them just enough abundantly and attractively so that the shopper can reach them easily without frustration, make sure price tags match the products, and similar merchandising activities. In grocery retail in particular, major brands deploy hundreds, even thousands of merchandising agents to make sure these basic elements of great shopper experience are enabled for thousands of products in thousands of stores in a given market. Every single day, these people go to the stores, check their shelves, replenish the shelves, rearrange the products on the shelves, check and correct the shelf compliance, check and correct price tags, etc. All these control tasks at the outset are visual. What I understand by visual, understanding which products are missing, figuring out which shelves fail to be compliant and how, checking whether shelf share of their brand is maintained. This is also valid for proving the work merchandising agents have done. The question is, they replenished the shelf, but did they do it adequately? Image recognition, which is a particular branch of artificial intelligence, dealing with visual understanding of everyday scenes by detecting and recognizing objects, comes into play at this point. Instead of doing the checks manually, which is a daunting task to do without error and repeatedly, merchandising agents can just take pictures of shelves and promotional displays, send these pictures to image recognition service providers, and algorithms can do the rest in terms of auditing and controlling the compliance. Recognition levels produced by such AI services cannot be matched in terms of speed, accuracy, and detail level by classical human-based controls, where humans can perform these checks for only tens of products with error margins as large as 40% in continued control sessions. Algorithms can approach near-perfect accuracy for hundreds of products without fatigue.
Great. Thank you very much, Jehun. And so what kind of retail execution benefits can be obtained by supplier brands and retailers thanks to image recognition? And in that regard, what are the efficiencies and what are the opportunities?
Well, one obvious benefit is the tremendous time-saving efficiency when it comes to monitoring and auditing tasks of the field agents. Case studies provided by image recognition vendors and independent researchers report from 50% to 80% reduction in store auditing time. This extra time enabled by image recognition can be repurposed in two ways. A, the agent can focus more on trade marketing and promotion activities so that the actual physical part of the merchandising tasks are performed more effectively. Or B, the agent can go visit more stores in a day so that more stores are made for great shopper experience. Along this line, the need for third-party auditing can be bypassed completely. This would result in great reductions in the auditing budget, which can be repurposed for increasing auditing coverage. Why go only to hundreds of stores via third-party auditors, while you can leverage your existing workforce who already go to thousands of stores every day? You just need to equip them with image recognition. Another benefit, less obvious at first sight, is that brands can sell more if they empower their merchandising teams with image recognition. Minimizing shelf out of stock or increasing on-shelf availability is key to selling more. Recent research reports that every year $600 billion worth of sales opportunity is lost globally due to the simple fact that the product is not available in the shelf. Putting stringent, detailed, timely controls on merchandising activities thanks to image recognition, brands can make sure their products reach their customers in the way they want. This enables greater shopper experience, and consequently, they can increase their sales. Like a rule of thumb, a 1% increase in availability or compliance in general can lead to from 1% to 3% increase in revenue. Who doesn't want that? A third opportunity in the new age of artificial intelligence is through data analytics, which is still far from its potential in terms of adoption in grocery retail. By analyzing the sheer amount of accurate shelf data, companies can not only identify systematic flaws in their existing merchandising practices or supply chain, but they can also predict their sales more accurately. Following the prescriptive recommendations enabled by analytics engines, they can implement novel merchandising strategies adapted to the realities in the store. Although such initiatives are still at their infancy, I personally believe the future of physical retail will expand in this direction.
Okay, great. So we can definitely see the benefits and advantages that come with image recognition. Sure. Jae Hoon, what is the ROI of image recognition for retail execution?
Yes, the ROI questions are in general tough questions, but I have a couple of words to say about that too. On the ROI matter, the good news for supply brands is that image recognition is one of the few technologies that requires the least amount of upfront investment thanks to software as a service providers. In the software as a service model, image recognition budgets scale as a function of the number of pictures processed, and there is no investment needed for the purchase of sophisticated software that will be hard to maintain and operate by supplier companies themselves. The investment on smartphones enabling shelf photo shoots are virtually of no concern, as today, virtually all suppliers have already equipped their field teams with such devices capable of producing pictures good enough for image recognition to process. Furthermore, image recognition vendors continually improve their technology and offerings while keeping or even reducing their price levels in order to be competitive. Upfront one-off setup costs, being a mere 10 to 20% fraction of the yearly running cost, most of the investment in image recognition for a supplier brand resides in enforcing project ownership by dedicating management personnel. In today's market, a traditional trade store check by image recognition is worth less than half a dollar than performed by a merchandising agent, which is 6 to 10 times less than a third-party auditing visit. Similar factors apply to modern trade as well. I think the gap is good enough to justify the investment by supplier brands towards image recognition. Observe that the benefits on the upside, that is the increase on shelf availability and consequently on sales, thanks to the accuracy and speed of image recognition, is not even accounted here. It's hard to quantify such upside benefits because of the difficulty of isolating contributing factors and limited data sharing, but they are obviously there. In one case study of our own, we have been reported by a client that thanks to the increase in on-shelf availability enabled by image recognition, they received 10 to 20 times the budget in revenue. That's one benchmark I can share. For retailers, on the other hand, upfront investments might be more pronounced than the case for the suppliers because of the shelf-facing camera infrastructure needed. ROI studies in this emerging use case of image recognition are in progress. I believe that ROI is worth at least 10 times the camera investment can be expected within 2 years of implementation.
Great, thank you very much. And so what, in your opinion, is the future of image recognition in retail execution?
Well, that's a question I particularly love because the future is an exciting place for every walk of life. Image recognition in particular is one of the key paradigms in enabling the full digitization of the classical retail store, which will in turn make it possible to reduce the gap between online and physical shopping. In order image recognition to reach its full potential in modern groceries and supermarkets, I believe shelf-facing cameras monitoring shelves at all times without gap are a must, in contrast to the case with merchandising agents taking pictures somewhat sporadically. So I see the future of image recognition residing there. Thanks to such major changes and addition in the classical supermarket infrastructure with these shelves augmented with cameras, image recognition will not only provide continuous measurement of shelves at all times, thus making predictive shelf analysis a reality, but also enable a brand new set of opportunities by understanding how customers interact with shelves, understanding which product they get and which ones they leave, how much time they spend in front of shelves, how much time they take to make a purchase decision. In this way, questions such as what would be the optimal product placement, how to reduce the purchase decision time, how to enable better shopper experience will be tackled by marketers on a more data-driven manner. Several metaphors of online shopping will also be possible in physical shopping as well. By cross-fertilizing image recognition with other sister technologies like augmented reality, the future physical store will be much more fun and interactive. As I told earlier, the future is an exciting place in grocery retail as in many other walks of life.
Great, and I absolutely agree. The future of image recognition is very exciting indeed. And so, Jaehoon, before we wrap up, if our listeners want to reach out to you or exchange with you further on this very exciting topic, where can they contact you?
Well, we have a website, Vispera, which is www.vispera.co. We have a form. People can reach us out from that form very easily.
Great. And so thank you very much, Jaehoon, for joining us today on our podcast. I certainly learned a lot about image recognition, and I'm sure our listeners learned a whole lot too.
Thanks a lot, Joelle, for giving me such an opportunity to share my ideas on this matter.
Great. And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast. And be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, to listen to previous podcast episodes and for more information about the end-to-end value chain pillar, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.